Are cabs still affordable for people to be taking in St. John's? How is the cabbing business faring overall?
37, gotcha, Lee and Mahone. 47, anybody else?
It was hard to find someone who was willing to talk to me about the cab industry in St. John's. I went to the cab stand by Topsail Road in the Walmart parking lot. I waited around for different drivers to show up, and in total, I approached about 15 different cab drivers. None were willing to be interviewed. The last cab driver I spoke to had this to say to me. The reason why no one wants to really talk about this is because of the insurance issue. Talking about it could endanger their job. I know a cab driver personally. His name is Ott Minchinton, and he was willing to speak to me about the cab industry. How long have you worked as a cab driver?
24 years.
What are the working conditions like?
They change from time to time. Right now, it's pretty quiet, pretty slow.
What is the pay like?
The pay depends on what your, how many hours you put in. You can put in a lot of hours. You can come home sometimes with $40, $50. Sometimes you come home with $100, $150. It depends on the amount of calls that you get and what type of calls they are.
So how is the pay done then?
The pay is done by your meter, or whatever's on your meter. That's how you get paid. And at the end of the day, whatever your meter shows, is it normally, I'm just driving for somebody else, which means it's on a 50-50 basis.
Where do you see the cabbing industry in St. John's in 5 to 10 years from now?
Not good. It's not very good at this time. 5, 10 years from now, it's hard to say, really. But I don't say it's going to be any better than what it is right now. It could be worse. It could be better. It's hard to say. Taxi business is up and down. You don't know about it.
And lastly, sir, could I get your first and last name, please?
My first name is Autumn. My last name is Minchinton.
St. John's resident Tyler Fowle doesn't take cabs because they're a ripoff. I spoke with a cab driver who was willing to give me an interview, but he said he wanted to be kept anonymous. He said, I gave up driving when Bugdens took over the stand in October. For the simple reason, the insurance was too high. What do I do now? What I do now is, I work for someone else. I just work for cash. I work 8 to 10 hours a day, and my employer pays the bills. All I do is work and give him half the money. I asked him how the pay was, and he said the pay wasn't good, which he followed up with, the biggest problem we got is we are losing a lot of cabs because people can't afford the insurance. And the economy in Newfoundland is so bad now, a lot of people are not taking the taxi. That's basically it. Insurance rates and the poor economy is what's making the cab industry suffer in St. John's. With what seems to be yearly hikes in insurance costing now about $9,000 per car after taxes, with cabbies needing to make a minimum of $80 to $90 per day just to afford the vehicle fees. For Kicker Radio, I'm Matthew Minchinton.